farm workers feed us. And to do so, they travel around the country, following the harvest. For their kids, that means moving from school to school. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson found there's a system in place to help these students. She brought us a story from North Dakota. To learn more about why we heard about one kid in North Dakota, I've invited Tennessee into the studio. Tennessee, thanks for sitting down with me.
No problem.
What's happening in North Dakota that got your attention?
So this all started for me last year when I did a story about the Migrant Education Program in Wyoming. It's a federal program that provides funds to states to provide academic support to kids whose parents move to do agricultural or fisheries work. It's a program similar to special education or free or reduced lunch, so federal dollars help states provide equity in education. And I discovered that Wyoming had decided to cancel this program.
Why did Wyoming cancel its program?
Well, changes in agriculture had reduced the demand for seasonal farm workers in the state. So in 2008, there were about 246 eligible migrant students. And in 2016, there were 148 students, according to records from the U.S. Department of Education. And people attribute that to the decline in workers. There were fewer workers, so there were fewer kids. But the state also had concerns about sharing student data. The Migrant Education Program uses something called the Migrant Student Information Exchange, and it's basically a national database that houses migrant student records, like their grades or test scores or teacher's notes. So when a student shows up at a new school, they can just get started right away. Teachers already know where they're coming from. And in Wyoming, where there's a policy of being very careful with student data privacy, this data exchange raised some concerns. Their educators just didn't like the idea that they would enter information about a student and not know who in the other state would be able to access it. But there's a lot of educators that say it's a great tool. I think kids and parents know what it's like to catch up after being sick or being out on vacation. So you could imagine what it's like to change schools a couple of times a year. And this Migrant Student Information Exchange is meant to provide some continuity. But long story short, between declining numbers and issues with sharing student data, Wyoming declined federal funds and canceled their summer programs that they'd run for the kids of sugar beet workers. And reporting on that story made me wonder if other states were in a similar situation and what they'd done.
And what did you find?
Well, I couldn't find any other state that was concerned about sharing student data. I called national experts, and this wasn't an issue on the radar of folks that I talked to in other states. And like I mentioned before, most educators told me that the information exchange was a great asset. It prevented redundancies. Kids didn't have to take the same tests or redo course material, so they could get there and teachers knew where they were at, and it really helped them to get started. I also discovered that most states have migrant education programs, and I couldn't find any other state planning to cancel it. I talked to program directors in Maine, Nevada, New Hampshire, and Vermont. These are all states that have less than 500 migrant students, which is small compared to California with over 90,000 or Texas with over 30,000. So I called up these smaller programs to see if they were thinking of quitting because their numbers were down, and they all told me that they plan to continue this program.
Where does that leave us with this story?
Well, with support from the Solutions Journalism Network, I actually traveled to Maine and North Dakota to see how their programs work. And the story that felt most relevant to Wyoming was what's happening in the sugar beet region of eastern North Dakota. They run summer programs similar to what Wyoming used to run, and they have less than 200 kids in their program this summer.
That's Tennessee Watson, education reporter for Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks so much.